This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives made history by formally charging President Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors, AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani reports.
First on abuse of power.
Article 2 is adopted.
And then obstructing Congress. Donald Trump becoming just the third president impeached in American history, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats had no choice.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Arguing the president broke his oath by enlisting foreign election interference and then stonewalling Congress's investigation. He's sending blame the other way.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame.
Insisting there's no crime. The president says he's confident the GOP-led Senate will do the right thing and acquit him, though Pelosi's leaving some doubt about the next steps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As he was being impeached Wednesday night, President Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. Trump told his supporters that Democrats will pay for their actions at the polls.
They're giving up their honor and they'll receive a big backlash at the box office. When you take a look, that ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, but the Senate acquitted him. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868, but he was acquitted by one vote in the Senate. And in 1974, President Richard Nixon resigned before the full House could pass articles of impeachment against him. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. China is repeating its call for North Korea to show restraint and compromise as renewed provocations from Pyongyang stoke fears it will break off talks with Washington and conduct a major weapons test, possibly during the Christmas holiday. A Chinese government official told reporters Thursday that despite the tensions over North Korea, the overall situation has not deviated from a track of dialogue and consultation. A federal appeals court rules against the individual mandate and the Obama health care law. Get more on that story from AP's Mike Gracia.
The biggest single contribution came from the World Bank, which pledged $2.2 billion.
A panel of the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has upheld a lower court ruling that found the individual mandate part of Obamacare unconstitutional. In a 2-1 ruling, the panel agreed with Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's 2018 finding. O'Connor found the mandate requiring health insurance was rendered unconstitutional when Congress in 2017 reduced a tax on people without insurance to zero. The Fifth Circuit panel did not reach a decision on the rest of the Obama health care law. I'm Mike Gracia.
French unions are calling for more mass protests on Thursday against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to unify the country's 42 pension schemes to a single plan, which critics say could force millions of employees to work beyond the official retirement age of 62. The government is talking with union leaders, but a deal with hard-left unions does not appear to be imminent. Sources close to Macron said he hopes to strike a deal with more moderate unions, resulting in the weakening of the protest movement. The general strike, which has crippled public transportation and hurt businesses, entered its 14th day on Wednesday. A Philippine court on Thursday found members of a prominent political clan guilty of carrying out a 2009 massacre that left 57 people dead, including 32 media workers. The Manila court sentenced Andal Ampechuan Jr. and several other members of his family to life in prison. In Australia, set a record for its hottest day ever for the second straight day, with an average national temperature of 107 degrees Fahrenheit, a full degree higher than the previous mark. The Bureau of Meteorology said the new nationally average maximum was reached on Wednesday, topping the 40.9 degrees Celsius. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.